This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Not everybody out there, a very special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And, of course, that includes the over-the-road tractor-trailer drivers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can also thank those great bulk mail haulers out there. That would be Felix and his crew, and they're hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you get your mail in a timely manner. And don't forget the suicide jockeys delivering your gasoline, your diesel, your jet fuel, and whatever else you need to have up in the north, probably some fuel oil, too, which is more expensive today by about 20, 25 cents a gallon. But anyway, they're doing a great job, and we appreciate everything you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page is called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can find out all the things that are going on. We post a lot of things over there for the community on Facebook. The chat room's over there, too. You can get in the chat room and talk to us that way. And don't forget, we're on Parler, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, and our CB code name is Captain's America. Type in Captain's with an S, America, and you'll find us in any one of those pages. And by the way, one last little thing, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Okay, joining us right now, the man, the myth, the legend, out there in Los Angeles, California, well, close to it, not in it, but east of there, Kyle Warren. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, you're the closer to what, San Bernardino?
I am close to San Bernardino.
Or is it Ontario? Yeah. Which one are you closer to?
I'm closer to, San Bernardino, yeah.
Okay, all right, because you're out there where they get the fires every now and then.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, well, no, thank you. All right, are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And ladies and gentlemen, we want to remind you that this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. That's why we emphasize those words, under God. Many people don't know that. They haven't bothered to find out how their country was formed or started to begin with. I guess they figure that we all came over on a big airplane.
Right.
All right. We have a problem. Houston, beam me up. No, we have a problem. China and Russia are greatly expanding their Middle East presence, one trying to outdo the other to gain the influence of the oil-producing countries, because they want to be the bearers and the possessors of all, and the one way to do that is to get control of the oil.
Well, exactly right. I think, Captain, because China, I think, recognizes that the future, of course, is based on energy. Certainly, if they want to conduct the kind of military expansion and influence that they want to be able to wield, that also requires energy. They are, of course, looking to shore up some of their friendships, as it were, in the Middle East, I think, to that end. And also, Captain, I think they may even see it as a counter even to the expansion of NATO. So they're definitely working all the time to begin achieving goals. And that's something that, unfortunately, I'm not so sure we can say the same thing about this administration. This administration seems to be interested in many, many other different things other than what's happening with the, in other words, you could open up the windows of the White House, look out the window, and see what's happening in the world, but they don't seem to really be kind of caring about that kind of stuff.
This administration's main goal right now appears to be to go after Trump and try to prosecute him and get him disqualified in some form or another for running for president.
Well, that's certainly, I think, the main thrust of the
That is Mr. Garland, the Attorney General, who should be impeached today.
Well, I think when the dust
along with Mayorkas, by the way.
Well, right, yeah. Well, when the dust settles in all of this, I think there's going to be a lot clearer picture of the political intrigue that's going on here, the political goals. And it's one thing to try to beat people at the ballot box and build a better mousetrap and all that kind of stuff, but this is really going far. And I will say this: if the Democrats perceived that the Republicans were doing a similar thing, it would be every night on the news. It would be the only topic we'd ever hear about. And of course, obviously, that's not the case here.
Well, it is if you watch ABC, CBS, and NBC or MSNBC. That's all they talk about.
Well, I mean, in the sense that how wrong it is to go after a political opponent and try to, you know, come up with this committee and this kind of thing. Oh, yeah, no, they're talking about it, but they're talking about it as if this is saving democracy and it's saving America and this kind of thing. Because, you know, Trump is bad, he's authoritarian, and he tried to take over everything. And everybody else is trying to take over everything. But in reality, it's the Democrat Party elite who love to take over everything.
All right, and folks, you hang right in there. Kyle and I will be right back with more after your stations get a chance to take a little identification of their own there. And we'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am the Captain. And I'll see you on the return.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty, thank you very much. This is Jeff in Sarasota, headed on back to Sarasota from Jersey. So beware the white van with the Captain's America bumper sticker in the back window on I-95 and a high rate of speed headed south. That would be Jeff. Now, this part of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, that is Pete and Seth Talbot, and I've been with them for 8 years taking their product, and the reason I take it is simple. It works. Now, I've had this problem with my left foot and ankle and leg, which now I think is coming out of the woods because of the fact that they got it under control, number one. Now I got to let the right foot heal after I had the stress fracture in it. This is just hilarious. But anyway, with your pains, with your aches, with your muscles, with getting older, with arthritis, with bursitis, whatever, sometimes you can't take enough of leave, which you shouldn't anyway, or whatever else. But Relief Factor is a product that will definitely get the job done for you. And it's very affordable. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start gets it all started. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. Get you started. And all you got to do, and I'm going to bring Kyle into this, all you got to do is, what do we tell him, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, we've got a couple of callers on the line. I'm going to go to the first one, and this is Aaron in Colorado. So, Aaron in Colorado, what's going on?
Yeah, shut your mouth. But the thing is, though, Cap, Carl, Professor of Politics, you know, Cap brought up this flooding going on in West Virginia. Well, Joe Manchin, who happens to be a broken down dark side dumb donkey, wants to flood the money
right,
that this country does not have. black hole. Unbelievable. I mean, I'm hearing these reports. God, I don't know how long Joe Manchin has been in Congress. He needs to be term limited. He needs to go. But I can go on and on and on.
Well, he was the governor of West Virginia before he moved up the line.
Yeah, well, he's still a moron.
So he had 8 years as a governor and somewhere in state government before that. And then...
How long he's been in Congress?
I think this is his second term.
Yeah, he needs to be term limited. That's it. Yep. 12 years in the Senate, 12 years in the House. He needs to be term limited. Need a balanced budget once a year. Got to get this country out of debt. You got the Fed. His head is exploding. What are we going to do with inflation? What are we going to do? Tell these morons to balance the budget, Fed, yeah? Oh no, we gotta spend money like it's falling from the sky, so we can flood West Virginia or flood Colorado. I wish they'd flood me some money, but anyway, I'm getting off the subject here. But okay. I mean, what's going on in Washington D.C. is insanity. Need to get these morons out of Congress. I hope this upcoming election in November is the start in the right direction of getting these morons out of Congress. Got to get the rhinos. The rhinos are also the reason why this country is in transit. The GOP is supposed to be the party of conservatives. That means balanced budgets. That means spend money with some common sense.
Yep.
But we don't have that. But anyway, Cat, Professor of Politics, you guys have a good night, and please have a good morning. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks very much, Aaron. Appreciate it. Well, any comments before we go to the next caller?
No, I appreciate Aaron calling in very much. Glad to hear from her.
Very passionate, and that's a good thing. Okay, I think I know who this is. Is this our pal Nelson up in the Live Oak area?
Yes, Madison.
Okay, Madison. I can always say Live Oak, but okay, go ahead.
Isn't that interesting? Actually, I do own some property in Live Oak.
Okay.
I also own property in Tallahassee. But anyway, one of the reasons why that senator from West Virginia is so popular in West Virginia is that you may recall that it seems like for the last 50 years in West Virginia, half the governors end up in jail because they steal money.
Mm-hmm.
That man who is now the United States senator who is giving us this problem, he never stole a thing, or at least he was never convicted.
Mm-hmm.
And you may recall also there's another state beside West Virginia that has that problem, and that seems to be Illinois.
Yeah,
it seems like every half of them end up in jail for the same reason.
Yep.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about school boards again. Not only the sign that I think that everybody that's running for the school board or whatever should have up, and that is parents matter, but I was reading the Atlanta Constitution, and they had an article last week about how their school board in Fulton County, which is Atlanta, where Fulton County has authorized the expenditure of money for backpacks, plastic, clear plastic for the knapsack backpacks for the kids. That is a tremendous idea. And
I wonder why they want it clear.
Well, the idea is that they're going through these checkpoints and that sort of thing, and it is easier, I would think, if you were defending the school against crime.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, security. All right, I got you. Mm.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you could visually take care of this problem. I think it's a tremendous idea.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone is running for the school board, they may want to incorporate that in their platform.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted to say tonight.
Thank you.
But I think those are two great ideas. All right, thanks much.
All right, thank you, Nelson. Talk to you again real soon. Okay, that's Nelson. Now we have a third caller. You want to go to the third caller?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. What's up?
I've been telling people for years, well, at least since 2020, Joe Manchin is a snake. You cannot trust the man. You can't even trust him now because he has no one to answer to. He's the only elected Democrat in West Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, he's off with Schumer and Biden. This guy will do damage. the one previous caller, not Nelson, but the one. I've got news for him. We can't recover from the part of the debt we're in. We'll never recover from that.
Mm-hmm.
$40 trillion is a lot of money, and that's not all the debt we owe, especially when it comes to retirement.
So is there a way, Dan, that we can, I don't want to use the word renege, but stop the debt and say we're starting over? Is there a way we can do that?
Oh, we could do it. We could just say we're not going to pay any of our foreign creditors any of the money we owe. But then again, that would put us in a position where we couldn't borrow anything from anybody if we had to. Most of this debt you're hearing is being floated by government bonds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, China has 15 trillion of our debt.
Mm-hmm.
Not every civilized country in the world holds our debt. And if we were to renege on that, you want to see a crash in the world economy real quick, that would probably do it.
Well, China is not the number one creditor of the United States. It's still Japan.
Yeah, and Britain is still right behind it. But Japan doesn't buy our bonds like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, you know, Iran holds our bonds.
Hmm.
You consider how much that we owe Iran. A lot of people don't know what goes on behind the scenes of international finance, especially the way the United States does it. So we're not going to get out of this anytime soon. I try to tell people, if we were just to freeze right now, $40 trillion, it would take us approximately 200 years to pay it down where we could handle it responsibly.
Wow.
This is a lot of money. We're looking centuries to pay off $40 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, but Manchin, as a personality, you know, they're going to pass this and they're going to start implementing it, oh, I don't know, 2 weeks before the election. You can't trust him with money. If the and you know what really disheartens, the latest polling, I mean, some really deep polling, shows that Newsom, if he was to run, he'd win.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes down to, again, suburban women.
Mm-hmm.
They think he's good-looking. They like his soft, gentle personality. That's the same thing that gave us Biden.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I find trying to get hard truth to the point is almost impossible in today's electorate.
Okay, well, I got to let you go. We've run to the end of the segment here. But, Dan, you have a great time and enjoy the weather. And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon, Kyle.
All right, Kyle. And I'll let you go, Kyle, or not let you go, but put you on hold. And we'll be right back with more right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming right up. Don't go nowhere.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
The Federal Reserve has decided to raise its benchmark interest rate.
The committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by 0.75 percentage point, bringing the target range to 2.25% to 2.5%. And we're continuing the process of significantly reducing the size of our balance sheet, which plays an important role in firming the stance of monetary policy.
Federal Chair Jerome Powell, though Powell warned of the potential for, quote, another unusual large increase in the future, he added that as the stance of monetary policy tightens further, it likely will become appropriate to slow the pace of increases while, quote, we assess how our cumulative policy adjustments are affecting the economy and inflation, end quote. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain. And we are being brought to you this segment by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, if you trot on over to the MyPillow website and you go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's over there, you are going to be astounded by all the things you see there. Now, the promo code to get into there and buy something is Captain. Promo code is Captain. You can also give them a call at 800-641-5459. Speak to a live voice. They'll answer whatever questions you got, and away you go. Promo code CAPTAIN. Now, I want you to think about something here. Doesn't matter what you want. Doesn't matter if you got kids, you got dogs, you got cats, you got rabbits, you got a husband, or you don't have a husband. Maybe you got a boyfriend or a girlfriend. There's something there for everybody on MyPillow. They got a bunch of buy one, get one stuff. It continues to change. Their quality is out of this world. Excellent products. Not only pillows. Not only sheets, not only towels, not only rugs, not only blankets, but so much more. So, MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You'll be glad you did. You'll see all these products that are there, and you'll go, my goodness. My goodness. Now I know why he's on TV. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is right back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, you remember Betsy DeVos?
Oh, yes.
Former education secretary. I thought she did a really good job. I really did. Now, she mentioned yesterday the answer
to solving our problems with education is not, I repeat, not to forgive student debt. Because here's what you're going to create. The banks and the lending institutions that got the loans from the government to give out the student loans.
Right.
Who's on the hook for that if the kids don't pay?
Well, the banks, I would think, yeah.
Thank you. The banks are on the hook for it. And you know what that means? They'll have to give the money back. Somebody's going to have to give the money back somewhere. So consequently, if they didn't need it to begin with, why send it to them? Because some of this is like automatic.
Well, exactly right. You know, I think, Captain, it's a way of trying to, I guess, buy votes or to create this.
There you go. Say it. So slow down. Say that again. It's a way to what?
To buy votes.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, because, Captain, it's interesting, you know, we're not hearing the administration or those carrying the water for it, you know, talking about trying to forgive mm-hmm. loans for people who might have gone to a trade school.
Yep.
Or this kind of thing. This is sort of specifically targeted at a particular group that they believe will be very sympathetic if they somehow forgive their student loan. But you're right. I mean, somebody has to pay it. These loans don't go poof into the ether.
And for those of us that can remember Lyndon Baines Johnson and the Great Society and all those programs that started out, Lyndon Baines Johnson many years ago made a comment off the cuff. I'm not going to mention what it is yet, but he said they had one way that they could control the black population forever. Do you remember what he said?
What was that?
Welfare.
Very interesting.
That's what he said. His word. Go look it up. Don't take my word for it. Go look it up. It's there, back in the 60s.
Well, and definitely, hopefully, we've you know, as a society, moved, you know, very far away from that sort of notion. But certainly the notion of giveaways by the government, in fact, what we've seen with these checks that went out, not only during COVID, but California also sent out checks and so forth, you start to create dependency under the guise of trying to look like a good guy, saying we're giving away, you know, all this money to people and trying to help people. And mm-hmm. where some people are, and this is what, for example, welfare in its grand sense was to help people who were down on their luck for a time get back on their feet mm-hmm. and then go, you know, be working again and being productive. That's what that was designed for. It was never a lifelong time to be on welfare in one form or another.
Now, our congressman here in Florida, South Florida, Representative Brian Mast, has come out and said no American should listen to China's G at all. And I totally agree with that. The guy's saying what he's saying for his benefit, not ours.
You know, we have to, I think, always question what's coming out of the Chinese Communist government in one way or another, because they're playing a very serious game. They're not sort of hoping to that things sort of fall in place for them and this kind of thing. I think they're very, very, very focused. And, you know, and here's the thing, though, too, Captain. Have we heard Joe Biden talk about, well, they can do things and they can focus in ways that a democracy, quote unquote, can't mm-hmm. do? And that may be true if you have a dictatorship, but that means that we have to be even more on our toes. Mm-hmm. We should never even consider giving up our democracy, as it were, just so we could be more efficient. Mm-hmm. That's not the way that we're built.
From the Congressional Budget Office, the federal debt may be lower right now in 2022, but it's poised to set an all-time record again when it comes to the debt by the end of the year.
And you'll hear all kinds of things about how my administration cut the deficit, you know, this kind of thing. It goes out and says whatever he wants to say.
Well, they cut the deficit until November, and after the election's over, then they spend like drunken sailors.
Well, of course, of course. And it, because it's all a game of words, you know, wordsmithing, to make sure that somehow, you know, it's kind of they come along and say, well, did that really happen the way the news reported that? Are you sure about that? You know, and they really do try to make people question. It's almost gaslighting, right? To question what's really happening in front of their eyes.
Now, Congress has struck a bipartisan blow against the woke Pentagon policies. We're going to have to wait and see what that's all about. But we understand that they're starting to get rid of these policies that aren't doing the military any good. The military's whole purpose in life is to go out and break things and destroy people.
Well, I think, Captain, overall, wokeness itself is so fragile that I think it starts to collapse of its own accord. It's not built to last. Mm-hmm. It's not built to stand.
Yeah.
It is 100% contrived.
Now, I want you to pay attention to what I'm going to say here and then give me an answer, because this is one of those, did he say what I thought he said? Are you ready?
Yeah.
A new study said that while the Earth has cleaner air, it adversely affects the climate. How is that possible?
Well, I thought we were trying to get back to a time when it wasn't polluted anymore, and it was all good. It was all fine, right?
Yeah. How is that possible?
That is very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Well, I'm sure it maybe has some effect in terms of the way the weather patterns and the heat from the sun and all that.
Yeah, well, let's have some fun. Chris Cuomo, coming back to TV, the former CNN anchor, is setting the stage to make his comeback on TV by joining News Nation. Now, that's WGN out of Chicago with a primetime show starting in the fall. In his first TV interview with News Nation host Dan Abrams, who himself once was also on CNN, Cuomo continued to defend his conduct while at CNN. And his buddy over there, Don Lemon, is hanging by a thread, literally. I don't know if he's going to stay there or not.
Well, I mean, is Chris Cuomo going to suddenly get a lot better, you know, or something? I mean, he still has
to... He doesn't think he did anything wrong to begin with.
Well, I know. Well, exactly. So I think
just because his brother was a governor.
Well, right, and all the stuff that went on and the yucking it up while COVID was raging and all this kind of thing. Yeah, that's not a good look. And well, I guess he's got to do something.
And the New Orleans-based Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ended an injunction from a lower court allowing mask mandates in Texas schools. This came yesterday as the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals says, nope, the Abbott's issued an order, Governor Abbott, an executive order prohibiting government entities from mandating masks, including counties, cities, and school districts, public health facilities and government offices. And for public schools, he said, no student, teacher, parent, or other staff member or visitor can be required to wear a mask while on campus. Guess what? The Fifth Court of Appeals said, yep, you are right.
That's a very interesting and very powerful decision. There's no doubt about that. It will have ramifications. And also, Captain, because when kids have to go to school and they got to wear a mask and do all this stuff, every parent out there knows how detrimental that really, really was to their kids' mental health, and so many other aspects of going to school.
All righty, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And, yep, there's been a few changes made there. As I told you, there's some severe flooding going on right now in parts of West Virginia and parts of Kentucky. And it is life-threatening flood that's going on over there, flooding, because there's literally some towns underwater again over there in Kentucky. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship.
Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Kyle. Who is that masked man playing that guitar?
Who is that? Joe Walsh, maybe?
That's Joe Walsh, and that's Funk 49. Remember that song that was done by the, let's see, who was it? The James Gang.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, and that's their version of it, and they did that in a little jam session. I saw that a second ago, and I said, boy, I got to get my hands on that one.
Exactly.
Yep, so there you go. But anyway, we are going to get going here with the weather because you're first up with what's going on out west. Tell us all about it.
Well, thank you, Captain. We continue, of course, to see the heat coming up in the Pacific Northwest. This is going to include parts of all of northern Idaho, on all of Washington State, Oregon, either under excessive heat warnings. This is going to really kind of come down throughout the middle of those states, but also centering around Seattle and Portland specifically. Otherwise, we've got heat advisories going on there. We've got hot, dry weather in central Idaho. We've also got excessive heat warnings down in Northern California. If you're coming down out of Medford, down south on the Interstate 5, you're going to go through those excessive heat warnings through Redding all the way down to about Chico. So you want to make sure that you're ready for that. Also, heat advisories in northwestern Nevada if you come out I-80 out of Reno. We continue with aerial flood watches over most of the state of Colorado, including Denver, and then on over to southern Utah as well. That includes St. George as you come across Interstate 15. Watching the rain on the radar. We're continuing to see lots of heavy rain as you come out of Denver. If you come out I-76, or if you're coming out I-70 as well, you're definitely going to be running into that as you head over towards Kansas or over to Nebraska. So be careful out there.
By the way, wasn't Chico where Chico the Man was filmed?
I'm not sure.
That was the old Samper and Son show, right?
Right.
Yeah, Chico and the Man. That was a spinoff of it or something like that.
That's right.
I think. All right, well, let me take a little peek here. We got a little bit of something going on, so we'll tell you what that little bit of something is. The course of weather tonight, brought to you by the pilots and Flying J's out there. Your truck stops, pull on in there, become a member of the Drivers Club, find out what it's all about to get a bunch of points and save a bunch of money. Okay, I'm going to start in Nebraska, coming up I-76 out of Colorado, right there towards the junction of 70. You got a lot of rain, flooding right there on the state line going on right now, active flooding, heavy rain, also severe thunderstorms in the mix there, been going on for over an hour, still going on. And then coming across Colorado over into Goodland, Kansas, right there on the line over east towards Oakley, you've got flooding. You've got severe thunderstorms in the works right now, so be careful over that away. Now, southeastern Oklahoma, we have a high heat advisory, plus we also had the possibility for some severe thunderstorms later in the day. Coming across I-20, coming through the Dallas Metroplex, I-35 north-south, up towards just south of Oklahoma City. Same thing in I-20 and I-30 east and I-40. As well, barely I-40 up in Arkansas. South of there, you've got the high heat, the weather, the thunderstorms and all that. Over also in the western part of Mississippi and the northern part of Louisiana right now. Now, we do have some life-threatening flooding going on right now in Kentucky. So if you're on I-64 and you're coming across Kentucky, right there along the state line almost with West Virginia, there is an area that is being totally immersed right now by the heavy waters and the rain that is still going on over there. So be careful. Be careful. And remember, driving at night in the water, you don't know how deep it is, so be careful. And like we tell people, and you've heard it, you've seen it, turn around, don't drown. Over on the East Coast. Yeah, over on the East Coast, I-95 up coming out of South Carolina, North Carolina, and over east to the Atlantic Ocean. You've got the high heat advisory, you've got severe thunderstorm warnings over there, and you also have some flooding going on up in the Virginia area near Chesapeake and Norfolk. So be advised of that, and it looks like we've got some really high water conditions going up into the Chesapeake Bay right now, too. Now, we've got one other new area to report, and that is the west side of Michigan, the lee shore of Lake Michigan, where we've got some winds pushing water on shore, got some shoreline flooding going on, about a 75-mile stretch of it right there on the west side of Michigan on down to the Indiana line. So be advised of that. All right, Mr. Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And we are going to go right now over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, make no mistake about it, Joe Biden is feeling better, right?
Okay.
Well, it was major news yesterday. I heard him do a bulletin. They broke in.
All right.
Bulletin, bulletin, bulletin. So there you go. So we're getting it out there as a slow bulletin. But did you hear what our governor had to say when he took a shot at Joe Biden?
Maybe.
Governor Ron DeSantis said, and the newspaper called him Florida's anti-vax mandate governor. He mused Joe Biden with, didn't Biden have multiple booster shots only to come down with COVID anyway?
Mm-hmm.
I think he had, what, four?
Well, he had both vaccinations and two boosters. I mean, Biden said that, standing on the balcony of the White House.
But he's trying to make it sound like as if he's Man Mountain Dean or something because of the fact that he... came down with COVID and it was a mild, and he wasn't as sick as Donald Trump was, and he was in much better shape and this, that, and the other. Donald Trump actually had COVID. Full bore.
Yeah, I mean, Biden came out and said he's not going to shut down the economy. He's going to shut down COVID.
Mm-hmm.
He's been had four shots and he still has it. But I guess the interesting thing is that, when these people are testing positive,
mm-hmm.
they say they test positive, but positive for what? I guess is the question.
Well, they keep saying COVID, right? But it's not COVID. As we know.
Well, we don't know. They don't really define it. They just say they test COVID. They test positive. Test positive for what?
Yeah. Yeah. Chicken pox. Measles.
Yeah.
Horse feathers. Right. By the way, the Fed's raising the rate 75 points. That's going to help inflation, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And Elizabeth Warren is very concerned about that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. We'll let Denise wake up with a cup of coffee, but we're right back at it when we come back. It's time to rise and charge. How's that? And by the way, thanks very much, Denver, for checking in, and thanks very much, Atlanta, for checking in. We appreciate you very much, and I will be right back with more.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.